come. I would have to be right still until the whole crowd ate. My mama always said to me, Jim, take a tater and wait. Now taters never did taste good with chicken on the plate, but I had to eat them just
Howdy.
The same.
Yeah, I hear you fine, yeah.
That is why I look so bad and have these puny ways, because I always had to take an old cold tater and wait.
Saturday, March 25th, 2023, and time for another edition of Blackbird 9 Saturday Snack Shack. Hope everyone's having a wonderful Saturday and a wonderful weekend. Tonight's episode is episode number 17 and is entitled Noticing Patterns with Mr. Stephen Douglas Whitener. And this is the second episode that he's been on, so we're bringing him back. And so he is the host of Saturday morning's very popular Thought Crime live show on RBN Network here, and that's from 11 to noon Eastern Time, 10 to 11 Central Time. And he's also a regular face down at the Dixie Republic Coffee Lounge and Gentlemen's Club there in Traveler's Rest, South Kakalaki. Now, at the for the newbies, the way we work here is I'll bring the guest on in a second. He and I'll talk. Then we'll take a break at the bottom of the hour, and then we'll open up the phone lines because we want to hear what you want to talk about as well. So you can call us here. Go ahead and take the number down, 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. Or, and remember, the studio has to pay for this, so if you don't have to use it, please don't, but we want to hear from you if you need to. So, anyway, that number is toll-free, 800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And as always, you can come out to the bb9tradingpost.chatango.com chat room. That's bb9tradingpost.chatango.com chat room. And we have the hottest news, dankest memes, and the best independent living tips on the interwebs. We're very proud of what we put together over the years. Got a great crew, and the sun never sets on the North Kakalaki Trading Post chat room because we have people from all over the world in all the different time zones posting stuff all the time. So definitely check it out. Now, if you're going looking for a knife fight, we just assume you go someplace else, just forewarned you. But anyway, so I'm wondering what Mr. Stephen Douglas Whitener wants to talk about tonight. Maybe he wants to talk about the weather. Now, here on Blackjack Mountain, we're back to springtime after the spring-winter storm we had last week. And so we're back to Mother Nature launching her various bioweapons of spores and pollens against we humans with allergies. And the ground got unfrozen, so I was able to plant my new blackberry bushes and get the holly tone on the blueberry bushes and fertilizing the two remaining apple trees that we were able to salvage after the great battle for Blackjack Mountain, the land settlement battle from hell. And we lost so much of the gardening space and the, you know, centuries old trees up here. But now we're up above the moss line and learning how to do extreme farming at 4,000 feet on the north face, right? Now, thoughts and prayers to all those around the country that started out the weekend with either blizzard winter storm conditions or a devastating belt of tornadoes. It's just, especially down in Mississippi and Alabama, oh, my heart just goes out to all the damage. And life comes at you fast. You know, that's why you always have a plan. And, you know, things happen and suddenly you're dealing with the new normal and, you know, you're in survival situations. So nature's funny that way. Or maybe he wants to talk about, you know, weighing in on the great Watauga County, North Kakalaki debate going on between which was more hateful, an angry black man from Atlanta going full Mad Max road rampage through New Boone while attacking white drivers in a tractor trailer semi-truck. Of course, our New Boone elders say that's just reckless driving, but some kid waving a swastika flag near the Carpetbagger Chicken Swingers clubhouse there on King Street, well, that's definitely a hate crime according to our new leadership, right? And it's got all these invading chicken swingers up here and their run-a-town council puppets big mad. But I'd like to know what he has to say about which is the more hateful act. Or maybe he wants to talk about the New Boone coup d'etat by the Schaefer Dykes. Yes, they're at it again. The new signage was put up on our new NGO-owned hospital. It used to be a public hospital that the people of the county paid for, along with three other hospitals. But when we got, you know, all these carpetbaggers moving in here to Tacuna Lamas after 9/11, they decided that four publicly owned hospitals were just too much for the county. So they said, we're going to buy them, you know, sell them to this public NGO, and it's going to all be great. And we'll put Jewish names on all the buildings, and we'll fire all the white people and bring in Diversity Central from the third world. So the official Schaefer Family Patient Care Tower has now been named. The signage is up because the Schaefer Dykes, with their ill-gotten gain, paid for it with their $3 million philanthropy gift to this NGO, the Noble Causes, right? And so, well, you know, people in New Boone are learning more and more that the heritage stock now are the Palestinians in this equation of New Watauga County, as all these carpetbaggers, chicken swingers come in, and the trust fund philanthropists to create their own little fake and gay Israel, Sodom and Gomorrah here in the Appalachian Mountains of North Kakalaki, after they've been fleeing all their hellhole cities that they created with their horrible diversity politics, and they're bringing it here with bags of money. Now, when the Schaefer Dykes aren't, you know, hanging out with their fellow Jewish billionaires and their BFFs like Intelligent Assets Gloria Steinem, true story, they're best friends. They love to spend daddy's money, i.e. ill-gotten gains made from his line of Claire's Little Shiksa whore mall stores that were in malls everywhere, you know, going after that tween market. That's where daddy's money came from, right? But, you know, they're intent on, you know, creating their own little Sabbatean Francis Sodom and Gomorrah here, and between Blowing Rock and Boone, and the town loves them because they're so rich and generous. And they promote good causes, and all these good causes, of course, are NGO groups that are all waging for war on the locals. Or maybe he wants to talk about the angry black woman in North Kakalaki, who's a school teacher there in Smithfield Middle School, who taped an uppity white boy's mouth shut in class repeatedly. Yes, Miss Dawn Felix, who joined the Johnston County Schools in last August, after her identity was confirmed, we find that she was, you know, a newbie to the country. Yes, she's an international teacher, right? So if you're going to send your kids to government school to have them emasculated by all these, you know, hardcore racist and feminists that hate white people, you know, why not go with an international teacher, right? Because diversity is our strength. Or maybe he'll want to talk about the good old North Kakalaki Kang governor, George Roy Soros puppet Cooper, and his surprise veto yesterday of Senate Bill 41, which was the Handgun Safety Act, and Governor Cooper vetoed it. Or maybe he'll want to talk about the Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, who vetoed his massive bill about trying to rein in all this crazy gender-affirming health care for minors, right? Or maybe he wants to talk about Republican conservative George Santos introducing a bill that would prevent U.S. government's U.S. government from providing financial aid to any country that discriminates or takes legal action against its residents based on sexual orientation. Tell me again, what is the GOP conserving? It's protecting international sodomites, right? So, gotta love it. So, or maybe wants to talk about how special it was that Israel was able to get their $1 billion of assets safely back to Israel before SVP, Silicon Valley Bank, collapsed. Or maybe he wants to talk about how Bibi Netanyahu's in big mad mode over his civil war. We've got hundreds of thousands of people in the street, you know, splitting Israel in two. Meanwhile, who's bombing who in the Middle East? You know, are we getting ready to see a reboot of the Odenyenin plan from 1982? Or, you know, the Paul Wolfowitz doctrine of 7 Arab countries in 5 years to be kicked off with the new Pearl Harbor of 9/11? You know, what's happening with Syria and Iran? They were at the top of the list of those 7 countries, right? And Syria and Iran just existing makes Bibi Netanyahu big mad, sort of like people like me and the guest tonight, Mr. Douglas. You know, us just existing seems to make these people just mad. It's mitzvah, right? Or maybe he just wants to talk about going fishing because trout season's getting ready to start. So, welcome to the Saturday Snack Shack, Mr. Stephen Douglas Whitener. And what would you like to talk about tonight?
Wow, that's a lot to choose from. First, let me say I'm happy with the old Cole Tater, too. I know how it's like. you, that song you come in on, you got to take that old Cole Tater because you got a guest for dinner. But I'm cool with the old Cole Tater, man. It's like I was listening to you earlier to the archive, and that song is pretty cool. Thanks for having me back, too. I guess the weather you mentioned to start with, and yes, that pollen, if I sound a little stuffy, let me apologize to the listeners right off the bat if I sound kind of stuffed up, but it's not near as bad as it used to be with me. And you know, I'm looking forward to the event next Saturday at the Dixie Republic. You started off talking about that, too. That's going to be great. I've always enjoyed going there. And I know you won't mind me mentioning this real quick to give a shout-out to Sam and Mike and Julie and the people keeping RBN going from one crisis after another, from, you know, ice storms and power outages and the heat and the air going out. And now the mixer board messing up this last week. Just let me ask the listeners if they're able to help RBN, please do. You know, we're here because of y'all. I appreciate that.
You know, I echo every bit of that, and just tip of the hat to Mr. Sam and all the producers there at RBN, because it has been one thing after another with those guys. Just won't say no. They are going to get us on the air, and they work around the clock to do it, and so we really appreciate it. And if you still have resource, yes, please donate to RBN and help keep them on the air and buy good mixers and stuff, right?
There you go. And after that, if you have any shekels left, then there's this book that's just been released. It's 12 essays by some Southern white male white Southern. Well, I think it's all male writer. But 12 essays that's called Honorable Cause, A Free South, and that book's available for purchase now. There's going to be a launch of that book at the Dixie Republic next Saturday. I don't know about other events going on, except we'll be broadcasting a lot of different shows live from there that day. If you're anywhere near Travelers Rest, South Carolina, can come by. It's a nice place to visit. It's very family friendly, and Paul Lawrence has a display on loan from a Confederate museum that's here in Greenville, South Carolina, that's very close to Travelers Rest, that's in there now. And that's another, if you're interested in Southern history, that's another great place to visit if you're coming by, to the Confederate Museum in Greenville, South Carolina.
Right. And yeah, that this is a book release party just makes it even better, because there's going to be, you know, lots of people there. People will be doing their shows there. You and I are still trying to work out the logistics of whether or not I'm going to be able to come down, and if we're going to be able to do simulcasts of our shows while Mr. Edwards is doing his shows. So we're getting all that. Don't want to overload the Wi-Fi routers there with too many shows, but I'd love to be able to do our show next Saturday from there. That would be really fun. So, that's one of the things I always loved about radio was doing the live remotes. You know,
it's a blast. Every time I go there, I meet somebody, very intelligent that I could speak to. You know, it's not the people who come in there are usually, if they're not just curious, they're usually in the know a little bit. You can have an intelligent conversation with someone you meet there and have a cup of coffee with.
Oh, definitely. And when you invited me down for the Autumn Festival, Fall for Dixie, I had the most fun. That was a long haul down there and back in one day, but it was totally worth it. I mean, it was just the fellowship, the intelligence level in those rooms that day. It was just, you were dealing with some very, bright people that definitely had done their homework. And the music was great, had so many really good live bands. The food was just incredible.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Yes. And previous to that, in the summer, there was an event called the Dixie Fest, which was really even more extravagant, with fireworks and more bands and some booze trucks and stuff. That was the biggest event I've been to so far. I'm not sure if that'll be repeated, but I do happen to know that 2 weeks, the 15th, I'm not sure, I think that will be 2 weeks from next Saturday, they're going to have a strong arm wrestling contest there too, with you pay so much to compete, and then I think you can win the pot. I saw that advertised when I was there the other day, which that's terrible. That's a hateful thing. You were talking about a hateful thing. Oh my gosh, male testosterone, people competing like that. That's just,
Oh, definitely a hate crime, right?
Mm-hmm, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And just the location, that is just such a beautiful drive down there across the mountain to Traveler's Rest. It was such a great name for a little sleepy mountain town is Traveler's Rest, right?
Yeah, well, back in the days of wagons, I think that on your way up the mountains, you'd stop from Greenville up at there, and that's how it got its name, literally. I haven't driven that far up north up in the mountains lately, but I've been up in Pisgah and Mount Mitchell a lot. I used to really enjoy the mountains too. It's like I'm kind of here, right here, what they call Dark Corner, and you can see them just start from where I am. You can see the Blue Ridge poke up there, and that always looked like home to me. That was the way to go.
Right, and a little family lore here in the Appalachians. That Otma's family used to own this whole mountain valley here where Blackjack Mountain is, and they were a farming family. And Otma's father, his father was actually from South Kakalaki, and he ran a produce stand. And so I can't even imagine what it was like back in those days with those early wagons and trucks moving produce off of this mountain, down to South Carolina. I mean, it's all you can do to drive it and back in a day, and just the way it would be when he would come up, it was just he would stay with the family, and they'd go hunting, they'd go fishing and do all this stuff, and then as her father got older, he would actually come and stay the summer and start working the farms up here, right? And so just a little history there between North Kakalaki and South Kakalaki of going up those hills with produce. There's some white boy magic in that.
They used to have cattle drives too. People think about that as being out west, but before the trains were here, there were cattle drives, and they would come down right through here, and a lot of people from Dark Corner would sell their corn and grain to the cattle drives, and then once the that went away with the train, they had to do something with that corn, and it turned into corn liquor, and that was the moonshining spot back that way a lot. The revenue was, it was very independent minded people there that I read a lot of the older newspaper accounts back then, and you could a lawman going up there and trying to arrest to convict somebody, they couldn't find a jury to convict someone of their own up there. People were very insular and tribal and independent minded, and how that's changed so much. But it's not a surprise to me that the last holdouts in the country are going to be right around in here, I think, out of the mountains.
It's just that, you know, blue vein of the Blue Ridge Parkway. I mean, that is the heart of Appalachia, and that's, you know, the Appalachian way of life that they're trying so hard to destroy and that we're trying so hard to preserve, because it's a much better way of life than this diversity, inclusion, equity.
You hit the nail on the head, too, with the renaming public hospitals, how the medical industrial complex is so against us, too. It's just that's happening here, too. It's infuriating when you see what's happening to the modern world. And I was for years going to them for help and got sicker and sicker, and sicker. And, you know, a couple of years ago, I turned my back on that. And now I've been doing better than I ever have. I was fat, sick, and nearly dead. And this time of year, you couldn't understand me. I would just be so sick. I kept a sinus infection for like 30 years almost, ever since Aquatech. And then a couple of years ago, I did things differently. And now it's nothing like it was. I still can feel the pollen in the air now when it comes out. We're getting hit right now, but it's so much better. You know, I try to mention that, not brag about it, but to encourage anybody that feels like they're beat down by that. Just look, you can do more than you give yourself credit for. I thought I was done for.
And your story is just amazing. I mean, that was also worth going down to Traveler's Rest for us to hear your incredible journey story and your awakening. And, but you're right. You know, the medical syndicate has, you know, it's a monopoly. And, you know, it was Rockefeller who basically redid medicine in this country into the monster it is. And it was, you know, these Rockefellers that have us literally under siege up here on Blackjack Mountain in this land settlement. You know, you talk about some pill pull. You know, what was the Jew's name who wrote this, you know, that we're being forced to sign? Because it was just, you know, we're going to shut you down and, you know, you will go bankrupt and you'll be forced to sell your land to us, you know. And then we're going to put it in this wonderful NGO conservancy thing, right? So that's the other thing is this, you know, we're conserving the land by getting rid of the white people on it because they're the problem. And you realize that, you know, your neighbors, bless their hearts, have no interest whatsoever in being neighbors with you. They just want your land and want you gone. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. You know? It's like the Hunger Games where the wilds all belongs to those, whatever you want to call these people that were living in the big city there in that. But the same mindset is in the NGOs that you're talking about, and that diversity, inclusion, and equity in the medical system. I've witnessed it the past couple of months. I've been going to some appointments with someone else, and I don't know where this doctor was from, this neurologist who was supposed to be top of the line, but it's from the Caribbean somewhere, definitely not native. And two out of three of the doctors I'd run into there, not Native Americans. They are bringing people in. I mean, it's like, come on. I don't ascribe to them at all. It's a closed shop, white collar union is what I've heard AMA called. And I agree with that. It is there to prevent you from being cured and healed. You know, that's just to extract more and more revenue from you. I played a doctor that was an emergency room doctor, was describing how the insurance companies don't care about you. They're just trying to extract more and more revenue from you until it's too late. And then they want you to die as quickly as possible. And he's a doctor himself, and he's telling this. So, right. You know, that system is that corrupt, and it's right in our face now, people. It's like, I don't know. I can't see how anybody can still go along with this, wearing their masks and going out and getting their shot. I mean, come on, people. Well, at this point,
about this, you know, medical syndicate that took over up here from day one, they were in lockstep with everything about the COVID mandates that Governor King Cooper and his, you know, boy wonder sidekick, Attorney General Josh Stein, echo, were laying down as, you know, we have the right to do this. We're going to destroy all the local white businesses, you know, but all of these, you know, all your corporate out of town places somehow, you know, survived all of these mandates. But this, you know, hospital just announced this week that they are finally relaxing their mask mandates. They were the first to put in mask mandates, would not listen to any of us when we were talking about these masks are doing more harm than good, especially to the children. This is psychological warfare, has nothing to do about health care. And they had this echo chamber of the compromised out-of-state media, the compromised out-of-state health care, and the compromised university system. It was amazing to watch, you know, Chancellor Jezebel Everts out there doing these PSAs every day, you know, about get your jab, wear your mask, social distance, because we love our Boone community, right? And it's like, you are waging war against us and making $500,000 a year on taxpayer money to do so. And it's just this little echo chamber of you people. And, you know, it was, you know, so frustrating, because even after all the stuff we have driven home about this whole COVID thing and the masks and the vaccines, they still refuse to, they did any wrongdoing. And we've got sudden deaths. It's amazing what the obituaries columns look like up here. I don't know what you're, what, you know, up here people, especially the elderly, they're just dropping like flies, but nobody's talking about suddenly died.
No, the elephant in the room died. Yeah, exactly. And if you have MD after your name and you're still pushing these jabs, you deserve to be hanging from a rope. I'm sorry.
Yeah, at what point, you know, under their Patriot Act do these people become enemy combatants by definition? You know, you are waging fourth, fifth generation biological chemical warfare on a population to cause a genocide. You know, I'm again it.
Amen. Anyone with any cognitive ability that was doing this and looking back and had been an MD would realize that if they've been pushing these all of their career, they've probably killed a few infants in the crib too, because I'm a firm believer that is what led to that sudden infant death syndrome that was so prevalent all of a sudden back in the 80s when they boosted the vaccine schedule. I was just looking back on it. Yeah.
That the data shows that because during the lockdowns, more and more people stopped taking their small children in for their follow-up vaccinations, right? And suddenly you have this big drop-off of sudden infant death syndrome because these kids aren't getting these toxic jabs. They're not dying. And, you know, the parents aren't being hauled off to court by some social worker that's, you know, weaponized Marxist there to destroy any white family because you murdered your baby.
Sounds like a thought crime to me, trying to weigh the evidence and correlate the truth out of it, you know, develop a better policy. Yeah, they can't have that. Can't have people thinking for themselves. And some things are just so obvious now that I don't know. It gets frustrating. I've been working some more and I've been out and about in public a lot more. And, you know, I'll tell you one thing that's been a blessing to me is that I've had these shirts that I got at the Dixie Republic with the battle flag on them. So I'm almost always wearing one of those. And I've met a lot of very intelligent, like-minded people. Hey, I like your shirt and yada, yada. And we start up a conversation. I'm shocked and surprised by how many of those reactions I've gotten. And I have not gotten one negative reaction yet. So that tells me something. I don't know. It just,
And that's the thing about the numbers game. It's like, you know, we know there's this big megaphone monopoly of media, Jewish, you know, chicken swinger media, that's lying by omission. But how many people at this point are falling for it, you know, and how much Streisand effect we see where the more they push, the more it turns people against them. Right.
Yeah. At some point, there's a point of inflection where you can see that not only is the emperor naked, he's as evil as Emperor Butt Naked was over in Liberia. You know.
Yeah. It's like, oh my God, these people really do want us dead.
They do. Exactly.
And they're doing it.
Yeah. If enough people realize that, though, you know what's going to happen is they're going to face a day of reckoning like no other.
Yes, and that's the thing. It's when this finally blows up, it's going to be intense. And I can't wait for it.
Yeah, well.
Enough of this foolishness. You know, you need to get. This is our land. You know, we built this, and you're just not going to be allowed to destroy it. So anyway, you are listening to Blackbird 9 Saturday Snack Shack, and tonight's guest is Mr. Stephen Douglas Whitener. And we're going to take a break. We'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Now, taters never did taste good with chicken on the plate, but I had to eat them just the same. That is why I look so bad and have these puny ways, because I always had to take an old cold tater and weigh.
All right, we are back. You are listening to Blackbird 9 Saturday Snack Shack. I'm your host, Frederick C. Blackburn, and we're so happy to have back with us Mr. Stephen Douglas Whitener, the host of the Thought Crime Live show on Republic Broadcasting on 11 to noon on Eastern Time and 10 to 11 on Central Time. And that was just a phenomenal show today. You had a gentleman from League of the South on, and I just wish y'all would have gone a couple of more hours. I was so enjoying that conversation.
Enjoyed talking with Mark Tomey. I met him at the Dixie Fest, and then he was there again at the Fall for Dixie last time and will be there next week. The League of the South, there's some like-minded folks there.
Just real quick, again, you know, this is independent broadcasting. You're going to not hear this kind of information like what I tell you, what Mr. Whitener tells you on his Thought Crime Live show. This is why it's so important to keep RBN on the network, you know, on the air. You know, so if you still have resource, please send RBN some money. They just had to buy a new mixer, so I'm sure they would really appreciate a few checks coming in. So we're going to open up the phone lines here, and if you'd like to call in, you can call in to 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252, or toll-free 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And do we have, where did it go? Sorry about that. My Skype just went crazy on me.
Okay. Sorry. Hey, here. I put some money in an envelope today and mailed it to Round Rock, Texas. That number, the address down there, y'all, if you're able, do the same. That really would help out. Commit a thought crime, a real thought crime that they can't trace back.
There you go. All right, Mr. Producer, can we have Mr. Marcus in Idaho, please? Mr. Marcus, how are you this evening?
I'm very well. And you, gentlemen?
Good. What do you want to talk about tonight?
Well, you were indicating that there was somebody in the college level which was telling people to mask. And, of course, making $500,000 a year. What is really happening, I believe, is the corporation like BlackRock, which owns $21 trillion of assets, or manages those, and owns corporations. I believe it's 80% of the publicly traded corporations are owned by BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street. And they all have the ESG demands upon these corporations because they can, they have power inside the boards and can tell CEOs, well, go pound sand, you're not going to be here anymore if you don't follow our directives. And so what has happened with the COVID, they demanded everybody follow that rule to wear masks no matter what, and people followed. I mean, it was, you tell the CEOs, you tell the board, this is what we're going to do, you don't do that, we're cutting you off, you're gone, and we'll put somebody else in here which will do this. So that's why the corporations, the news media, the foundations, the universities, the school systems, all the way down the line, which were all controlled by these huge corporations, are doing this.
All right,
and that's why
point.
You hear that total echo chamber.
Yep.
Right. So what do you think of that, Mr. Stephen?
Yeah, you're correct. It's like it's all the same. You use the phrase lockstep, Frederick. It's all in lockstep, this governance that's taken over that's really corporate, and all of these foundations and are running things. They want to put anyone that's independent or not of their ilk out of business. And then anybody, especially if you can be self-sufficient, they want you to die. That seems to be the ultimate goal. And, you know, yeah, please respond, sir. Go ahead.
There's one other thing. Apparently in 1985 or 1990, the Larry Fink, the head of BlackRock, created something called Aladdin, which was a supercomputer AI system, which was able to do trades so much faster than any person. And people were talking about chatbox AI system. I think the real AI is in this global system, which tells Walmart. I mean, when they acquire a system or a company which wants to use that AI Aladdin like Walmart or another corporation, they have to give them all their information. their financials to down to their personnel, everything. So it runs and crunches everything and determines what they're going to do. You've got an AI system which is running on its own, telling corporations what to do to their employees and what to do to the world. And it's a $21 trillion company. That's staggering. That's a bigger GDP than the U.S.
Right. Great point. You want to answer that, the AI component, Mr. Stephen?
You know, that stuff about Aladdin, I heard that he had something else that he just came out with recently that was replacing all the fund managers and all of the trades that are back and forth. The markets are being made by this AI. You know, that's spooky. It reminded me, when you said Aladdin, I was thought of the David Bowie album, Aladdin, saying,
Aladdin's
crazy.
All right.
And I'm fond of saying that today I have more than Larry Fink does. I have more than Bill Gates does today, because today I have enough. In fact, I have a little bit more than enough. And those people are never going to have enough.
Exactly.
And it infuriates me what's going on too, Marcus. And, you know, I don't know. I just want to make them irrelevant to my life. Yeah. Is that so bad? You know?
Yeah. Great call. Thanks for calling, Mr. Marcus. You have a great weekend. Yeah, that's the thing about the game theory modeling. And I did several shows on my other show, The Breakfast Club, that we recently stopped the series, about, you know, this idea of fourth, fifth generation warfare and artificial intelligence. And Dr. Robert J. Ammon was the head at Hebrew University in their game theory department that basically did all the game theory modeling that in the lead up to 9/11 and post 9/11 on how to sell this and how to monitor all the social media to, you know, squelch, you know, mm-hmm. attenuate this person down, you know, shut them down, amplify mm-hmm. these things over here, which we have then seen, you know, rolled out in things like the Twitter files. Yeah. You know, so I thought Marcus was spot on. Mr. Producer, can we have Mr. Caesar in New York, please? Mr. Caesar, are you there?
Yes, good evening.
Happy Saturday, good sir.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm going to make it quick. I don't want to take up too much of your time. I'm in New York, and I don't know if you guys are aware of it or not, that in New York there's Chinese police stations where they are armed. There's CCP members in the stations. I don't know if you guys are aware of that.
Yes, and you also have Shomrim in New York, which are private, you know, Jews-only police and rescue squads. So, yeah, we've got foreign police on our soil. So, Mr. Stephen, what do you think of that aspect?
That's terrifying. And in the blue cities, too, the big blue cities, I've seen some of these CCP things were in Canada and a couple of other places, too. And the Jewish police, I'm not sure where else it is besides Brooklyn, is it, or somewhere there in New York. But yeah, I'm aware of they're having this Muslim morality police over in London. I don't know if there's anything like that over here yet, but you know, it's like, can we not just police ourselves? You know, I don't. It's like, come on.
So what's your take on it, Mr. Caesar?
I spoke to one of the CCP members, which his English wasn't that great, and he said that the Chinese need our land. Now, I don't know if you realize it or not, but at the border, there's thousands and thousands of men of fighting age from China coming in. Are you aware of that?
Yes, they're finally allowing that information out. We've been trying to get that out for some time, that these aren't just South Americans, Mexicans, Guatemalans, etc. coming through, but we've got Africans coming through, we've got Arabs coming through, and we've got Asians coming through that southern border. And these are people with intelligence connections, and you know, so it is bad. Mr.
Yeah,
Stevens,
I mean, I don't
OTMs,
know.
OTMs, they call them. Sorry, go ahead, Caesar.
No, I apologize. I don't want to interrupt you. Gentlemen are much better versed than I am. Look, I understand we live in the Matrix, which is that world they pull over our eyes, the blindness from the truth, that we're born into this mental, emotional, spiritual prison. But I see these men of fighting age coming in, and it's scary because I know that Soros flew in some planes with with weapons. Am I wrong?
I had not heard that, but I know that just they are terrified of anybody even mentioning Soros on some of the mainstream media. That's a dog whistle, they said. I heard that on my local talk radio the other day. Was it LSD or one of those stations that they were talking about? We hear these MAGA people talk about Soros. That's a dog whistle for them. It's like, really, for what? You know, it's like, for we're being taken over and you know, there's this Kalergi plan and all of these. It's like a Bolshevik revolution is taking place, if you ask me. We live in the USSA now, and what used to be a justice system is a just us system now, and it's just them, not us.
Exactly. So, yeah, well, thanks for the call. We got a few people lining up here. Anything else, Mr. Caesar? Okay, I guess he dropped off. Mr. Producer, can we have Mr. James in Vancouver? Thanks for the call, Mr. Caesar. You have a great weekend. Mr. James in Vancouver.
Yes, sir. I wanted to mention a name here on someone who did a lot of work in vaccines in the 20th century. His name was Maurice Hilleman. Last name spelled H-I-L-L-E-M-A-N, Maurice. And he was responsible for developing about 40 vaccines, and he goes back even to SV40, which is thought to create cancer. I know a lot of my friends died of soft tissue cancer around the turn of the 21st century, and they were at the right age where that SV40 would kick in, which is a parasite virus next to the cell. So I just want to put that name out. He's associated with the Walter Reed Army Medical Center, so... just thought I'd let you know about that guy. Have a look at him.
Oh, yeah, that's so Maurice Hilleman. Have you heard of him before, Mr. Stephen?
No, I've never heard that name. I understand correctly, the SV40 was in the polio vaccine. Is that right, James?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. And they gave it to Salk, Jonas Salk, but I don't think Salk actually developed the vaccine. I think Hilleman did, and people like him. Walter Reed Army Medical Center had all the budget to have all the equipment, you know, the microscopes, all that heavy duty stuff that the Army and military intelligence can get a hold of. So I'm a great believer that the Department of Defense and the Pentagon was in on this COVID deal right from the beginning.
Anyway. Absolutely. Yeah, it goes back. Right. They've been developing that mRNA technology for since 20. Since the H1N1, at least, that I know back then, it began sometime around there. And Trump out there saying, it's warp speed, y'all. Come on, Scotty, engage warp drive. It's like, come on. Wait, so how stupid does he have to be to believe that? Does he really believe that? No, I don't think he really believes that. He's not that stupid.
Anyway, I'll let you guys go. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, great call. Yeah, I was just... looking at this article that came out this week, that now we have, what is it? Like 1 in 36. Yeah, 1 in 36 children now identified with being on some part of the autism spectrum disorder. And, you know, when I was a kid, there was no such thing as autism, right? And that now this is like, you know, 1 out of 36 children are being infected with this. And we go back to that infamous letter that was written in 1489 that was then reprinted in 1889 as a rallying cry for world Zionism. And I'm pulling it up here, the 1489, but basically, you know, it's mitzvah that you tell your children to become doctors and apothecaries so that they may take away Christian lives, right? And, you know, you talk about hate. I think that's a little hateful myself, but, you know, this is the thing. And you think, you know, I was working in Research Triangle during the heyday of the 1980s when all of these big drug companies were moving into North Kakalaki, and suddenly we had people like, you know, Bush Senior and Bill Clinton completely changing all the rules on getting these vaccines and all these pharmaceuticals, especially the psychoactive drugs for depression and ADHD and all these other made-up things, getting those, you know, certified. And they were doing all the research in Research Triangle Park, North Kakalaki. And I used to be so proud that I was, you know, hooking up computer networks for these real scientists, right?
Yeah.
And then you realize that, oh, my God, these were just carpetbagger Maccabees that were treating me like a shabbat-goy to hook up their stuff for them so they could basically destroy my entire way of life under the guise of helping people. You know, we're white coats of Baphomet. We're here to help, right? So what's your take on that?
It's like their new religion, some of these people, too. If you try to confront them with the fact that the medicine that they're taking is causing most of the problems, my doctor would never agree to that. You know, so really, can you not think for yourself? Can people it break the condition that y'all look in the mirror and say, I can do this? You know, I don't know. I was beaten down by it for a long time, and it finally dawned on me that, hey, this stuff they're giving you is not helping you. You know, you're not able. I had to have a walker to get back and forth to the mailbox, and I was always taking steroids and it made me sicker. When I quit, that's when I started to get healthier or lose weight, when I stopped taking their medicine. Now, and they may not like me saying it, but that's the fact, Jack. Okay, I mean, I'm walking, talking, living proof of this in my own life, at least.
And, you know, one of the things about, you know, the Trading Post with our good services and solutions for all creatures great and small is we do a lot of elder care. And, you know, it's amazing to see all of these, you know, not so old people that have their tray of pills where they take this one before they eat. They take this one after they eat breakfast. They take these, you know, handful at lunch. They take this handful before dinner. They take this handful before bed. And, you know, one of the things we do is go through and, you know, look at, you know, what are you on? You know, what is it doing? What are the side effects? And is it reacting with any of these other drugs? Because one of the problems we have is Dr. White Coat A prescribes something which throws their, you know, Dr. B's thing completely out of whack. And so you've got these people that are just, you know, playing elevator all the time because these white coats keep changing their prescriptions and never take them off of anything. You know, see anybody say, well, yeah, we've accomplished what we set out to do with that, so you don't have to take that anymore. You know, it's like that doesn't happen.
I had an epiphany a few years ago where I had been on two blood pressure medicines for a lot of years, and then one of them was giving me a chronic cough, and I stopped taking it, and I kept taking my blood pressure, which was fine, did not go up or nothing, and they kept on pushing me to take replace it with something else, and I finally said, no! You know, we got to stand up and say no. And it made me, you know, that's where I had my falling out and turned away from that and said, okay, I'll think for myself. And I've done better ever since. I believe the listeners can too.
Right. And one of the things that was so terrifying about both the whole COVID 9/11 pandemic and the 2010 Rockefeller paper that described Operation Lockstep was, you know, when you had people like Alan Dershowitz, the amazing Dershowitz, and his pill pull legal magic, the guy who, you know, justified pornography in the 70s as being free speech, right? That's how he got his mark out there, right? But anyway, he was making all these arguments that Americans did not have the right to refuse vaccines if it's for the greater good. And you talk about the Bolshevik Revolution earlier. That was the basic foundation of, you know, mass killings in all of these communities where you would be summoned for a health exam. And next thing you know, your family is being told they have to come get the body, right? Because they had to do some mandatory medical procedure on you. And it was basically the Cheka in the NKVD going through their hit list and saying, this person is bad, but we can't really make a case for them as being a counter-revolutionary or whatever. So we'll just bring them in, you know, and give them a medical treatment. And, you know, we'll see.
I agree. And our medical industrial complex has been turned into just such a mechanism. It's possible that they can use it for that, even if they aren't consciously doing it at this point. They have been doing that with the protocols that they've changed. I believe that the major deaths from quote-unquote COVID resulted in a change in the protocols of how they treated pneumonia and bacterial infections, and they're putting these masks on everybody, and then they stopped treating that with antibiotics or intervening until people couldn't breathe to the point they had to be put on a ventilator, where at point they harvested them to make money for the hospital. And I mean, that's what happened, y'all. I know it sounds crazy, like a science fiction movie, but that's what we're living in right now.
That's the thing. When you go through the numbers, it's like, wow, flu season completely disappeared. COVID-9/11 cured the flu, but you know, all of these hospitals were getting like $35,000 if they would tick off the COVID box, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. You know, so it's just this big money scam, a money go round, and a lot of people are getting really, really rich, but a lot of people are getting really, really messed up from this jab. So we've only got a few more minutes. So tell everybody again where I'll finish your thought, and then I want to ask you to tell everybody about your show and what you're working on.
Well, yeah, look, I just want to encourage people. If you are, you know, if some doctor has got you all medicine tells you, you know, just think for yourself. You'd be surprised at how much your body can heal itself. I was shocked and never thought I'd feel this good again in my life. And I wish everybody could feel this good. You know, that's kind of a message I try to get through to people. Come on, ride the wind before it's gone. And along with that, yeah, my show comes on Saturday mornings at 10 Central, 11, right after the alternative media, when Farron's taking some time off, but right after Farron shows the alternative media Saturday mornings. And it was like the week before the Dixie Fest last summer was my first show. I haven't been counting the episodes the way yet, but I really do enjoy it. I get to talk to a lot of people that I can pick their brains, as people like you.
Yeah, you always have on some great guests. That's what I think. It's just, you know, tune in and it's like, wow, what an interesting conversation, you know. And I always learn so much on your shows. And, you know, getting back to this, you know, Bolshevik weaponization of medicine, when the Schaefer Dykes gave all these millions of dollars to redo the whole hospital, the remaining one hospital, one of the things I was noticing, because I was over there through all the construction for 3 years throughout this whole madness, and they were redesigning that hospital that was set up originally for basically fire safety, mm-hmm. into this completely social credit score Chinese hospital layout, where everything's on these automatic scanning doors, and you can just see how they were partitioning everything off, where, you know, you basically have to go in alone, you know, behind,
yes.
these secure doors, and you may never be seen again. You know?
Yeah, that's exactly, very, very scary. I can imagine. I mean, just scanning my face the way these apps do sometimes, it will freak me out. It's like, come on, I really don't want to participate in this. And I'll go to a store shopping and they'll ask for your phone number over and over, like, hey, look, I'd rather not participate in your digital economy, okay? Just give me my stuff.
Yeah.
Here's the money, you know?
And it's just insane what they ask you for at the registers if you want to do commerce. And, you know,
yeah.
You're trying really hard to do away with hard currency here during COVID, where they said, yeah, we'll only take credit cards. Anyway, well, wow, there is the music. We are out of time. Mr. Stephen Douglas Whitener, thank you so much for coming on the show. And I hope you have a great weekend, and I hope to see you next week at the Dixie Republic. And I'd like to thank everyone else for coming into the Snack Shack this evening. I hope everyone has a great weekend. Until next time, I'll see you all at the rendezvous.
Take an old cold tater away. Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.